Joining us today on the big radio show here is Ty from the Hunter Brothers. Hey, Ty.
Good morning, Ian. How are you doing this morning?
Good, man. Just so great to have you back here on the show.
Thank you so much. It's good to be chatting with you. I'm looking forward to it.
So how have all the Hunter Brothers been anyway?
All of the Hunter Brothers, I would say, a little bit exhausted from the previous farming season.
Yeah.
In fact, the guys are still trying to figure things out weather-wise, so we kind of have this ongoing conversation where it's like, can we practice today? Is it going to be morning? Is it going to be afternoon? And it's all dependent on when those storm clouds roll in.
Exactly. I remember one time you guys messaged us. You were out on the farm in the tractor listening, and hey, we're listening on the farm, just in the tractor listening to you here today. That was so cool.
Yeah, it's a very real country experience, I'll put it that way.
Listening to country and driving the tractor around in Shaunavon, Saskatchewan, right?
You got it. Over in the prairies.
With going to the Calgary Stampede, what's your favorite part of being there and checking out the whole Calgary Stampede?
Well, you know, often when I've been there, it's been because I'm performing. I actually don't recall a time where I was there where I wasn't performing. It was way back in the day we actually performed as a family at the Stampede.
Yeah.
And then performing at Nashville North and now the Grandstand Show. So, I mean, it's always just fun, the anticipation of doing shows, and everybody is usually pretty happy there. And so I think, I mean, fair food, that's the other thing. I'm looking forward to taking my kids on the rides this year. So yeah, there's lots to be excited about.
Wicked. How old are the kids now?
7, 4, and 1.
Wowzers.
So it's a very busy household in my direction, for sure.
Man, I'm honored that you took some time to talk with us here today.
Oh, not a problem. Actually, I just dropped them off at their grandparents' place. I was like, see you later. I'm going to do some work for a little bit.
In conversation with Ty from the Hunter Brothers. Yes, there's JJ, there's Dusty, Luke, Brock, and Ty joining us here. Well, Ty, we mentioned earlier you were at the Calgary Stampede this month, and coming up, Boots and Hearts.
Yeah, super stoked for that one. Absolutely can't wait. In August, it's going to be a great time. We were down in Burroughs Creek for the recording of the CCMAs a couple years back, but this is our debut performance at Boots and Hearts, so it's exciting for us.
Who else is on the bill there anyway? Tell us who's going to be on stage with you.
Yeah, so we have coming up later that evening, Thomas Rhett is headlining, and there's actually one of my wife's favorite bands, Need to Breathe, is on the stage that night. So little bit of a different curve, but I think Boots and Hearts also branches into different genres and crosses over into other territories. So
right on. And your new song, Train, is out, so tell us the story behind that, Ty.
Yeah, I mean, the song essentially speaks to the essence of priority, and you really get the sense of that musically. It's ripping. It's one of our fastest songs, I think, for JJ having to play that on the guitar. it's wild, but then it actually breaks down in the bridge to this pocket where it opens up musically, kind of gives some air to breathe because it's telling a story. And the first part of the song is essentially saying, like, you know, don't get so caught up in the rat race that you forget to prioritize the things that are most important. And then there's this kind of realization in the bridge that's like, yeah, just here's the reminder to have that fresh perspective and be centered by what matters. And so it all really tells a story from the front to the back.
So who were some of your musical influences growing up for you fellas to kind of look up to?
I would say as a group, all of us listened a lot to Rascal Flatts. Mm-hmm. So you can definitely hear that influence from the harmonies to just kind of their general overall sound. It was something that was relevant to JJ, being that he's 12 and a half years older than me, which is kind of wild. There's a big age gap. And so I think some of our influences were definitely different at different times. So for some people, it was Diamond Rio and Blackhawk. And for others, it was Little Big Town and Rascal Flatts. And then you throw in other personal interests in there. I'm a personal, like, huge fan of Stevie Wonder,
right,
as I just think that he has so much soul, and that really influenced my upbringing and journey as well. A lot of Motown. Mm-hmm. So there's all sorts of influences that you can hear threaded through the music.
So we were mentioning earlier you're doing some touring out to the Calgary Stampede, and coming up a little bit later on this summer, going to Boots and Hearts. Ty, what's it like, you know, out there touring with your brothers anyway?
It's wild. You know, it's one of those things where I think it's remarkable that all of us can be in the bus at the same time and, you know, not have full-on brawls. but it's fun, right? Like, you've worked together for so many years in your life. And I mean, I'm 31 and I remember pretty much right from my childhood doing music. And so it was one of my favorite things in the world to, whether it was getting in a van or getting in the bus and going with the anticipation to do a show. You know, I'm a performer and entertainer at heart. Mm-hmm. And then we have this pretty crazy story of, you know, hockey and farming and traveling together all woven into the story. And so it's wild. I mean, there's very few things like eating pizza on the bus with your brothers after a show.
So we're going to put you in the hot seat.
All right. I'm ready.
All right.
These are my favorite.
All right, Ty. So what's your favorite thing about summer?
Favorite thing about summer? I'm going to have to say like fires in the backyard. That is, there's nothing like, just we have this massive tree in our backyard that gives us shade, but we also, my wife and I, like to sit on the deck and take that fire in, because it's just a decompression time. So that's what I would say for summer.
You got it. How about your favorite drink of summer?
Favorite drink of summer? Well, my wife and I own a coffee shop, and so I love a good iced coffee. That just slaps when you're in the middle of a hot day, and I can run in there and get one anytime, so that's nice.
Right on. So you're around the campfire, you know, sipping on your coffee. What's your favorite country song of all time to listen to?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Wow, that is a big question. Trying to think what my absolute favorite would be, because like there's ones that are super nostalgic from my childhood. So I think of like Boondocks from Little Big Town. Like there's just some of these like songs that you think of from growing up. And then there's a tremendous amount of Rascal Flatts songs that I could list off for you. That one, their self-titled album, you just play that through and it's a lot of nostalgia. And then, I mean, Lainey Wilson right now is just crushing it. So I feel like that's a good like.
Some more hot fire here with Ty from the Hunter Brothers. What's your favorite movie of all time?
I have an old favorite, The Count of Monte Cristo, which is totally random.
Yeah.
But for some reason, that was a childhood movie that was my favorite growing up.
Excellent, man. And your final question here in the hot seat for hot fire, your favorite NHL team?
Well, I have to go with the Oilers because JJ was in the system there. He played exhibition games with the Oilers, and Ryan Smith was a huge role model for us, like not just on the ice, but off the ice as well. So it's forever embedded in, I think, our DNA.
Awesome. And next year for the Oilers. Hey, Ty, thanks a million for checking in with us here today and having a chat. Hope you had fun at the Stampede and have fun at Boots and Hearts, and we'll talk to you next time.
Hey, thank you so much, Ian. Really appreciate your time today.